ABC News.
Look, I'm not sure if I'd say there's an increase in violence. Obviously, it's fairly tense. But can I say, obviously, our members, you know, they're highly trained, highly professional, and obviously, you know, we've been working very, very hard and in a very collaborative way, you know, with the department, with, you know, senior management and, you know, indeed with the Minister's office to make sure that we're ready, you know, in terms of any unrest. What I can also say is that the governors and all of the facilities, you know, we've got 39 facilities around New South Wales, you know, several weeks ago now when we first looked at stopping, you know, visits or, you know, every non-medical visit, you know, we made sure that they got into the jails and spoke to the inmates about, you know, why we're doing what we're doing, the importance of isolation, the importance in terms of the, you know, the health, you know, the concerns for their, you know, the families of the inmates as well. So, you know, we've been, if you like, fairly collaborative, but obviously when you stop contact visits, it does create issues because obviously, you know, inevitably it would cease the ability for inmates to bring contraband into the prisons. I mean, it's not to say that, you know, things don't go over the fences and things like that, but obviously it does create a tense situation.
What are you hearing about what protective measures are in place?
It's been a real struggle for us because of the, you know, the lack of PPE, particularly when it comes to things like movements, because, you know, you've got over 14,000 inmates within the prison system, and then outside of the prison system, you've got, you know, possibly for every person in jail, you've got two people that are either on probation or parole. So, you know, they also have to be managed by community corrections. So, you know, PPE has been a major, major struggle for us when we're moving people around. Often, you know, inmates are old, sick, infirm as well. And it's very, very difficult when you don't have, you know, adequate, you know, protective equipment. That's been a major, major problem for us. Even things like sanitizers have been a problem. It is getting better, I can say, but it has thrown up huge challenges for our members.
Are things like social distancing being observed in the prisons?
Look, they are, and it's, again, it's something that's been very difficult because within the jails, it's important that the inmates have a very structured day. So obviously if they work, well, that's a good thing. They're kept busy, but also activities, programs, and then obviously you have the, you know, violent offender programs and sex offender programs, and often they are held in fairly confined spaces. So, I mean, again, we've had to work very closely with the department to make sure that those types of programs are done while, you know, practicing social distancing, and indeed everything we do has to be consistent with the protocol and procedures put down by the New South Wales Ministry of Health.
When it comes to prisoners set to be released from prison, what sort of measures will need to be put in place to protect them from COVID-19?
Yeah, it's a great question, and legislation went through the Parliament a few weeks ago, which gave more discretion for the Commissioner to allow for the release or early release of inmates and prisoners into the community. But obviously that also raises huge questions, particularly for Indigenous inmates who may then be going back into communities. I mean, often one in four inmates is Indigenous, Aboriginal, and, you know, obviously you've already got the Health Department who are working extraordinarily hard on, you know, putting into place procedures to protect Indigenous communities. So it's a very complex situation. It throws a lot more responsibility onto our members, particularly in community corrections, to work within the system, but also with those, you know, regional communities. Likewise, before, you know, potentially, you know, I think there was speculation that dangerous offenders would be released. Obviously, you know, you have to be very, very careful before you would let any person out with any sort of history of violence or anything like that, or predatory behaviour. You know, I just can't see that happening and being a, you know, there would be any increase in those types of inmates being released, because it requires a huge amount of resources to monitor and manage those types of offenders. ABC News.